The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Reviewers, what's good? It's your man, Benny Blue, and damn it, we've been locked up in this quarantine for months, so wouldn't it be about time to get a new shirt or hoodie or any piece of merch just in time for football season? Well, you can at our friends at TrendsCollab.com. TrendsCollab.com is the official maker of all things JB and Benny Blue Review merch. You can get a t-shirt, hoodie, hat, mug, urinal cake, whatever your heart desires, plus a bunch of other dope theme shirts like the Damn Gina Classic and other shirts that you can get made to order. And if you're an influencer, you can touch base with them to get your own custom merch. That's right, Trends Collab does it all. Guess what? Free shipping on orders of $50 or more. Just use the promo code free shipping at checkout. Check out our friends, TrendsCollab.com, and follow them at TrendsCollab. TrendsCollab.com, the official merch provider for the JB and Benny Blue Review podcast.
Hey, Bird Gang, it's your boy, former Cardinal Jeremy Bridges. Tune into the number one podcast on the web, my show, JB and Benny Blue Review, right here on KSRN Arizona.
Baby, I like it like that. Ooh,
yeah.
We're back,
yeah.
Baby.
Reviewers.
Live stream.
Reviewers. Yeah. Reviewers. What the fuck, man? All right. What's popping out there? What's going on in these goddamn streets? What's happening? What's happening? Hey, real quick, man. I just got to send a shout out to AZ, man. All right. If you ain't heard the new AZ Do or Die 2, you are slacking and you're lacking. You are slacking and you're macking, man. That thing is nasty, bro. He got cuts, you know what I'm saying? Rick Ross on that thing, of course. And you already know which verse, I mean, which song Rick Ross coming on by the beat, always, you know what I'm saying? He got Conway, he got Lil Wayne on that thing, you know what I'm saying? He got Jaheim, came off under the rock.
Jaheim is back.
Came off under a rock and started singing on the hook,
oh,
man.
Lord, you know.
He got Davies on that thing. Bro, that thing nasty. And it's the fourth
Jaheim
number.
Jaheim is back.
It's the fourth member of the Bee Gees. My guy, Benny Blue. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I can't figure it out. We're back. How deep is your love, reviewers? That's all we want to know, goddamn.
How deep
back,
is your
baby.
Motherfucking love? We are here, man. Episode 192. I remember.
That's right. That's right. Coming up.
Back here. Yeah, man.
Week one recap of the NFL season. Old football season is back. Of course, talking the Bird Gang, talking my kitties for a second, getting into week two. Savage picks, and we got you guys completed the mission. We're very proud of you, reviewers. We got some savage hotline questions to get at here toward the end of the first segment. But as JB gets $1 million pound, but as you are watching this fine broadcast, whether it be on Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube, you can drop in a comment or question at any point. And I promise you, we will get to that shit. And listen, man, we know Wednesday nights people got lives to live. We understand that you can't tap in every week. We understand that. It's all good. You can check us out in podcast form on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Like, share, subscribe, 5-star rate us on Apple Podcasts. It helps us climb up the charts. And for those in the desert, baby, tap in with our friends at casualsports.com, KSRN Arizona. And they also are joining us on the Believe Podcast Network. So if you want podcasts just about your team specifically, like our guys Ed and Javon do for the Bird Gang, tap in with us. On Believe and all that stuff. And of course, man, Bird Gang faithful, we got that goddamn merch available here to you right now. All right. So tap in with the merch. We're going to show it to you on the screen. Get that Super Kyler shirt or hoodie. Unisex, combined cotton, made to order just for you. And listen, whether it's that or the Bird Gang all day shirt or hoodie, use the promo code Kyler for 15% off or Bird Gang for 50% off and free shipping. Shout out to our friends, Trends Collab, man.
Tap in.
So tap in.
I need my hoodie, man. I need my hoodie, man.
Chad Carr, we
need you. I need my Bird Gang hoodie, bro. Like, you know, you're talking about the one. I'm the one of the forefathers of the Bird Gang, bro.
You are, as you wear the Panthers hat, because damn it, they're showing you more love. They're trying to court you, JB. You were talking about it last week. The Panthers are trying to court your ass. You know what I mean?
That's cool. You know what I'm saying? That's cool, because I'm in these streets. You know what I'm saying? So court me. You know what I'm saying? Listen, hey. shout out to the Panthers, man. You know what I'm saying? They always show love. I get a care package from them every year. That's just class, man. It's pretty awesome. And I appreciate it, man. So they always send a shirt, you know what I'm saying? A hat, a couple hats, shirts, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. Just a little forgive-me-nots, man. That's how you're supposed to do it, man. Show appreciation for the motherfuckers that built your organization and made your organization what it is. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no Julius Peppers and no Steve Smith, but I guarantee you some motherfuckers in North Carolina remember Jeremy Bridges. Trust me when I say it. And I ain't because of my police record.
All right. Jesus Christ. Speaking of inquiries, hit us up for sponsorship questions or hate mail, jbandbettingbluereview@gmail.com. Speaking of which, tap with our friends at Savage CBD and use the code REVIEW for 15% off your first order, free shipping. Get the links in everywhere you see this posted. Quick check-in, JB. Oh, it's been 1 week of For the People Fantasy, and if I'm not mistaken, we won. That's why we beat your dear brother Quincy. 244-234-236-12, baby. So we got the first dub. We're 1-0.
We had a valiant effort to come back because we was up on his ass probably about 40-something points. You know what I'm saying? I think I think Hollywood Brown did him a service, you know, just as much as he could.
Yep. So Fitz, our guy Sean, Fitz Like a Glove, got a dub. Cards Fan for Life got a W. People's Champ, a former winner, got a W. Our last year's winner, Keisha Base AZ, took an L. Bridges Begay took an L. And our guy Kev, Buy You Some BH, took an L. And then we got the win. Mike got a win. Julio, Think You Are. Mitch, that's a great name. He got a W. And everybody else taking L's. We're going against All About the Birds next week.
Julio, so, Think You Are.
You know, Johnny, get ready. taking on you cats. And speaking of All About the Birds, JB, the AAT Sports Network that's hosting the Burn and Bridges podcast, week two. How was that for you, week two of Burn and Bridges?
It was dope, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just getting better and better. You know what I'm saying? We're blessed to have people, man, that do great things in this business. All About the Birds fam, and you know what I'm saying, All Athletic Television Sports Network, which is AATSN. Man, good dudes. You already know, you know what I'm saying, firsthand how good these cats are. Johnny is like that guy when it comes to production, man. This dude is amazing, man. Some of the things that he does is nuts. But just blessed, man. I had an opportunity. Just real rap. And I ain't trying to sound cliche or nothing, but like really blessed to be able to have the opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to do the damn thing, you know what I'm saying, like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm joining the ranks of my guys, Benny, you know what I'm saying, and Big Kev. What up, Kev? You know what I'm saying? Kevin Hayes Hip Hop, you know what I'm saying? The True Blue Podcast. I'm just joining the ranks, you know what I'm saying, by tapping into Burning Bridges, man. So shout out to everybody over there. Chip, you know what I'm saying? Johnny, that boy Dave, I think his intern, Dave the intern, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, sure, much love. We actually talked about it. They do a show, pregame show for the Eagles in a little bar, a little pub in Quakertown. So I told him, I said, you know we pulling up. You know what I'm saying? You know we pulling up. Off top, we pulling up. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Look, as long as cold beer flowing and football showing, oh, we up in that hole. You know what? You know what I mean? We doing the damn thing. Yeah. So shout out to them.
That was a verse.
Yes, sir. You know I got bars. You know I got bars, dog. Hey, we in here, though. What's up with it?
Yeah, man. Well, good shit. You had your man Brian Johnson on, so that was good. You're building your rapport, so you know we're gonna keep plugging it. So make sure to check on Tuesdays, and you can check us out on Wednesdays, the live stream. Bow, Chip checking in. That's right, Chip. He's got the
Chip,
bars,
what up? Man. Got bars, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about like Nestle.
So look, that's what's been happening in our world, but God damn it, we got to take it to these NFL streets. We've got to tap in with some week one action, starting with, JB, when we brought in our friends from KSRN, it was doom and gloom last week. Didn't you know it? The Bird Gang came to fucking step on throats, whooping ass. They beat the Titans 38-13. JB, the full breakdown of what's happening. Check out the highlights. I mean, what did you see? Obviously, we saw some good playmaking from Kyler, and of course, we're gonna you know D Hop doing his thing. Of course, we're gonna get to Chandler in a second. But overall assessment of Week One, what did you see from the Bird Gang?
Defense playing well, right? Defensive backfield playing well, right? So other than that, of course, Chandler Jones did his thing. Kyler Murray plays smart, sound football. But most of all, Cliff Kingsbury called good plays.
Did he pass it? Did he call it or did he pass it?
Nah, he called it, and he did a great job of doing that. We just out-physicaled him, outplayed him, and that's a great job of preparation, you know what I'm saying? That's all I like to say about it, man. It was just really fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, you know, week one is always the who came out to play week. I mean, hell, you saw it with the fucking Packers and the Saints, and obviously that was a little bit different circumstance because of the hurricane and shit. But nonetheless, I mean, Bergen came to play, and you know, I mean, it just seemed like it's a good sign for Kyler, because Kyler is going to be one of those quarterbacks that I feel like he can rise above, to a certain extent, he can rise above like coaching failures. Because now we're seeing, like, you know, in his third year, he's pulling some Wilson stuff. He can extend the play, and he can find his guys in space when the play breaks down and all that. So, yeah, man, I mean, considering what our guys from KSRM were talking about, I was thoroughly impressed with how the bird game came out. I'm not going to lie.
Benny, I told him, Benny. I said, don't be surprised, right? Don't be surprised if we come out and we look good, right? You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But this is a professional football team, bro, right? I don't have faith in Cliff Kingsbury's play call to a certain extent. I need to develop that confidence, right? I got faith in Vance Joseph because towards the end of the year, he was trending. He was on the uprise when it comes to calling defenses and being successful. And, like, you know, it came down to personnel. We had a couple guys hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, things just weren't in our favor defensively. But Vance Joseph was calling good games. This is professional sports. And shout out to Cliff Kingsbury and his staff for getting these guys ready to play ball. They went out there. They were prepared. They overcome some adversity in the beginning. Had some penalties. Beecham got hurt, which, to be honest with you, I'm just being completely honest. I'm not wishing hurt on that man, but I think Beecham is his number two at this point. He's been playing good ball his entire career. I don't think he's a starter. The kid that came in played well. This is a young man's game. Beecham, hey, just being real, if I was you, I'd be like, get a young man the reins and, like, do your thing. And if y'all need me, I'm gonna come in and handle my business right. Because you're not getting it done, big dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not getting it done. So, other than that, Chase Evans ran well. Connor ran well. You know what I'm saying? Receivers caught the ball. Christian Kirk doing Christian Kirk things. I mean, it was just beautiful, man. It was fun to watch when it's like Hannibal from the A-Team. I love it when the plan comes together, and that's what we saw Sunday.
Well, speaking of Vance Joseph and shit, was beautiful to watch. I mean, hell, all that mess we were hearing about Chandler not being focused and trade rumors and all this stuff. Man, this dude came out to handle business. 5 sacks, 6 tackles, 4 tackles for loss. Now, he's on 1 year left of the deal, but he said after the game that where his mind is at, he says he's playing best when he's not focusing on the contract status. So he seems to be locked in. But if you're playing Kime, How are you looking at this for the end of the season? Because, I mean, he's not going to get 5 sacks every game, don't get me wrong. But
no,
he's proven his worth. He knows it's a contract year.
But what I would have did, Ben, is this. They showed a picture of Steve Kime and Mike Bidwell on the sideline with him after the game, like before the game ended. And, you know, I tweeted, pay the man, right? So I'm expecting to hear some things pop off here in the next couple weeks. Now, Chandler Jones is going to play well, right? Of course, they're going to start double-teaming him, chipping him, so on and so forth. Like, he's going to be on red alert, and guess who's going to wake up at that point, number 99? All right, so you got 99 problems, right? And you got 55 problems, right? Well, then you got 91 problems, right? All right, now, I said this when we had our review, our football review in the beginning last episode. We got depth defensive line-wise. Shout out to Brinson Buckner doing a great job, the defensive line coach, man, getting the boys ready to play, playing technically sound, stopping the run first, right? Travis Henry got his ass stuffed like a motherfucking holiday turkey, right? And then, of course, we took away their first option, took away their second option, Julio Jones, A.J. Brown doing A.J. Brown things, but A.J. Brown is not enough. All right, shout out to our defensive backfield too. All right, young boy played well, Alford played well, nephew played well, B. Murphy, and then of course Buda Baker. You know what I'm saying? Like, we did what we needed to do to win. Shout out to Vance Joseph for having the wherewithal and the sense football wise to put Hicks and Collins on the field at the same time. We got two fucking run stoppers, right? Big time thumpers, right? And then you got the old savvy vet in Hicks, and then you got the boy, the young boy out there, Isaiah Simmons, just roaming around doing what he do, right? Got an interception, you know what I'm saying? Having the awareness. Hey, man, it just looked good. It just looked good. And it ain't no time to pat him on the back and say, we done made it, we've arrived. No, we went and we made a statement. We said, we here, and we just going to keep on rocking. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, nose to the ground, Bird Gang. Every game is the most important game. The next game up is the most important game. So the Vikings, we got them this Sunday in the Bird's Nest, handle business, and that's that. We ain't looking at nothing else.
Right, exactly. And, I mean, listen, good front seven play is going to make it easier for Buda to shine. And, yeah, I mean, like you said, going at the end of last season, going into this season,
And Benny, I'd be remiss if I wouldn't say great job O-line, all right? Great job O-line, all
right?
Rodney Hudson paying dividends, you know what I'm saying? Humphreys played solid, you know what I'm saying? And everybody else that we brought in, Pugh played well, which he always does, and Kelly brought in from Buffalo. Look, everybody played good football, right? So shout out to the whole damn squad, man. We love what we're seeing right now.
And speaking of O-line, even Taylor Lewan from the Titans went on Twitter and admitted he got his ass whooped. So he took that, accountability.
That was some weak-ass shit, bro. I'm sorry. That was some weak-ass shit. That was a cop-out. You know what I'm saying? If I get my ass whooped like that, everybody saw it, Benny. Right? Everybody saw it. So you ain't got to go on Twitter and say, oh, I got my ass whooped, but I'll be okay. Nah, man. You got your ass whooped, right? So get your ass whooped. Accept that ass whooping. Go in the film room. Learn from what the fuck you did wrong. He got ran over by Buda Baker, which is fucking embarrassing. I don't know what the fuck this cat got going on. He didn't just get his ass whooped by Chandler Jones. Right? Before he got hurt, you know what I'm saying? He couldn't play no more. He just got his ass flat out whooped the whole fucking game. He been a goofy to me, though. I'm just being real. He been a goofy. I've never really just had the utmost respect for this dude. He been a goofy. You know what I'm saying? So, it didn't surprise me one bit when Lumen was getting his ass tossed around like a motherfucking hoe at a cut party. You know what I'm saying? So, that's weak, though. That's some weak ass shit. I'd never do no shit like that. Come on, the motherfucking Twitter. To us. I got my ass whooped. I'll be back to watch. Like, fuck that shit. All right, I'm going to the film room. I'm going to the lab. And I'm going to get back right. And I'm never going to put the same performance on the field that I put the night before, especially if I got my ass whooped. That's weak, bro.
Right. And, I mean, listen. I mean, he does a podcast, too. So maybe he needs to focus more in the film room than trying to do a goddamn podcast. I mean, eat your bread. But
speak on that, right?
But I understand where you're coming from. Look, speaking of not quitting, JB, taking it to my kiddies, you know, they lose the 49ers. They almost fuck up the line for the bettors, but they end up scoring 16 in the fourth quarter. And I got to tell you, one thing I think that has to do with is the fact that this coaching staff is built off of guys who used to play. You have Antoine Randall-L. You have Deuce Staley. You have Mark Brunell as the quarterback coach. You have Anthony Lynn. People forget Anthony Lynn was a good player in the league. He's the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, Aaron Glenn, and of course Dan Campbell. People want to say what he played, you know, what they want about fucking biting kneecaps and shit. Man played for 10 years, and he actually played for Detroit. So, yeah, are they underwhelming talent-wise and banged up? Absolutely. They're going to be one of the worst rosters in the league. That just is what it is. But they didn't fucking – they were getting their ass whooped, and – One play goes the other way. They could have potentially tied this fucking game at the end of the game. Now, it is what it is. They took the L, but they didn't fucking lay down and quit. Now, we lose Jeff Okudah again. Fucking first game, he ruptures Achilles. You know, I feel for the kid. But what I liked is I saw the DB coach, Aubrey Pleasant, in his grill saying, do your job. You can see him right here. He's saying, do your job. I love this. JB, this is what the culture we need in fucking Detroit is him getting in the young fella's ass and saying, do your goddamn job. I mean, obviously, if you didn't see the full game, I understand that. But as far as, like, you know, where their position, it's going to be a rough year. But so far, how are you assessing as far as, like, what they're made of in terms of, like, particularly this new culture that the coaching staff is trying to put in and say, yo, You can't fucking lay down. You gotta keep rolling.
Without a doubt, man. So one thing I understand is that when you got a coaching staff full of players, right, former players that have the resume that you're looking at, like you said, Antoine Randle, L. Deuce Staley, right? That's just two names right there, right? One thing I want the people to know is that one thing that you guys didn't see about that interaction between Okudo and the coach is that the coach afterwards came up to him and loved on him, right?
Exactly. He wasn't punking right. him out. Yeah.
The great Bruce Arians said, coach hard, but love him harder, right? So this is this coach's mentality, right? I'm going to be on your ass, right? I tell my players and guys I train all the time is that you need to worry when I stop yelling at your ass. Right, that means I lost all faith in you. So y'all gonna be fine, man. I laughed when I first heard y'all's head coach talk, but then I looked a little deeper into the coaching staff, and I'm like, yeah, they gonna be okay, right? So I think y'all gonna surprise a lot of people. I really think it's just a matter of time before y'all kind of get y'all's identity together. All right, everybody goes through injuries, right? So it's kind of better to go through injuries early than late, right? And as long as they're not detrimental, a lot of cats jumping on IR and that are not gonna be able to get off IR. Right, you're gonna have some really good things going on, so you'll see. I think y'all gonna be okay. Y'all gonna ruin a whole lot of people's playoff hopes. Trust me.
Yeah, real, I mean, that's real rap. Five games, we fuck over some people's seasons in week 18. I mean, hey, that would actually be kind of fun. I'm not gonna lie. We got you, Badger, joining us on Twitter. So he asked, "How do you guys feel about the whole Patrick Peterson situation? Return to the desert?" Oh,
we don't think about it. Right, this is football, bro. We don't think about it. I know exactly who that man is. What's up, big boy? I don't think about it. That's just being real, right? I don't care about Patrick P coming back to the desert. Who cares, right? He left. He went to another team, and that's his business. He's a man who made a decision to do what he needs to do for himself. That's his business, right? Now, are we gonna attack Patrick Peterson? No. Right, I don't think there's no vendetta. We're going to play the brand of football that we just played last week, and we're going to continue to try to build on that and be better, you know what I'm saying, than we were last week. Fuck Patrick Peterson. That's my brother, right? And I'm talking about in the sense of game planning. Don't give a damn about Patrick Peterson, right? We're going to continue to do what we do, and you're going to have to check it, respect it, and check it, right? So Pat better fucking goddamn get a good night's rest, because what we just showed last week, if we show the same thing, it's going to be a long day for them motherfucking quote-unquote purple people eaters, right?
Right.
And I'll be there, all right? I'll be there signing autographs, all right? So I better see your ass, all right?
Mm-hmm. Shaking hands and kissing babies. But, man.
I like the mayor do.
Right. But, I mean, yeah, man, I understand. Like, it's gonna take a little bit of time, but I ultimately think it's the right situation. Obviously, they got to make smart decisions in the play calling, especially in 2 minutes, but they showed a lot of heart, man. I mean, I know Lions fans are tired of this shit where we're fucking getting rolled, and then we come back for 24, like, in the Stafford days, and like, oh, my God, we're about to, you know what I mean? Like, only thing we're doing is fucking over the better, so that's, that's what we stay doing. But keeping it moving, JB, a little Fitz tragic. Ryan Fitzpatrick is on the IR. Riverboat! Should he call Cam or should he stay with Tyler Heinicke, who actually played pretty decently? They had a chance to win that game.
I don't think he'll call Cam. I think in Ron's mind, that ship is sailed. I think that's last resort type shit. And that's no knock. That's no shade. That's no shade at all. That's just professional. You know what I'm saying? That's just professional sports. That's just a man who said, you know what? I've dealt with that. Me and Cam had some good years. They did. They had some success down there, right, in Carolina. So there's no ill will. That's just Ron saying, okay, worst case scenario, if there's nobody out there, I'm pretty sure he will call. But other than that, like, he got a quarterback, you know what I'm saying? They can design around it. Of course, big dog, you know what I'm saying? We'll see you. All right. So they're gonna design their plays, and they're gonna design their game plan around Heinicke, and that's gonna be that, right? They got a guy behind him. So they're gonna roll with who they got, right? They got a hell of a defensive line, all right, a very aggressive defense. Of course, you know what I'm saying, when a quarterback, and Heinicke's not deficient pass-wise, right? It ain't like he's lacking, you know what I'm saying? So,
and the team likes him. Like, Chase Young's like, yo, this is my guy.
They're going to be fine, bro. They're going to be just fine. Fitzpatrick got the nod because he's the vet, and rightfully so, right? He's still, you know what I'm saying, the guy, honestly, you know what I'm saying? He's kind of like that tweener between a starter and a backup, but he's their guy. right? So, yeah, of course, he got the nod. But he got hurt. It is what it is. Now, next man up. Right? I don't think Ron calls Cam now.
Right. Well, speaking of Cam and being the right guy, Mac Jones' debut, 29-39, 281 yards and a touchdown. And, you know, honestly, the Pats should have won that game. But now, I mean, with the money that they spent and the guys that they have and the guys that they have coming back, namely Stephon Gilmore, do you feel like the Pats are starting to become a threat again in the AFC? Maybe not a contender,
Benny,
but a threat?
Benny, I said it on the last episode, right? Give them about three games, and the Patriots are going to be a fucking snowball rolling downhill. It's Bill Belichick, man. Come on. It's Daniels. And I said it. Mac Jones is going to have the most successful career out of all these quarterbacks because they're never going to put him in a bad situation. He's never going to be the guy that's going to be made to throw 60 times down the field. Nah, that's not his thing. It's efficiency, right? It's high percentage plays. That's what they do. And that's why Bill Belichick is the fucking GOAT to this day. Mac Jones just doing things that I expect him to do, right? So, again, 2 to 3 games, New England's going to be fucking disgusting. Why? It's going to be looking like the New England of old.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm getting strong, like, early 2000s New England vibes from this team. Where the defense is the defense carries them.
Right,
but
right.
They'll do just enough on offense, yeah.
Exactly. I'm feeling that. Yes, sir.
Now, listen, I know Falcons going to Falcon, JB. Hell, that might be a next t-shirt. Falcons are going Falcon.
We might get a suit for that one, man.
Arthur Blank, I might use that fucking Home Depot Monday to come after asses. But speaking of, shout out to Chip and Johnny, because they got to be feeling good about Jalen Hurts. 27-35, 264 yards, 3 TDs. Again, week one against Atlanta. We understand that. But do we feel like, are they going to say, you know what? We're going to give this kid a chance.
On paper, I said it. I thought Atlanta would win the game, right, because of the veteran leadership of Matty Ice. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they do have a new coach and everything, but just because of Matty Ice, they haven't lost a lot of pieces. There's not a huge overhaul, right? They got the kid from Florida, right? So I'm like, on paper, they're more stable. I feel like the Falcons will win. Jalen Hurts said, not so fast, my friend. All right? Shout out to the great Lee Corso. Hey, one thing we know about Jalen Hurts is this kid is a student in the game. He's a tough son of a bitch, all right, and he's a winner, all right? So that's what Philadelphia got. He's one of those cats that embodies the spirit of Philadelphia, right? Because Philly's one of the toughest fucking cities you're going to ever encounter, right? And he's doing what the doers do in Philly, and of course they're loving him. There is no competition to me, right? None. There is no competition because Minshew ain't showed me enough, even in the year that he played. All right, he's a backup, and that's cool. So Philly should feel good, right? If God forbid something happens to Jalen Hurts, they're in decent hands with Minshew. But right now, the guy is Jalen Hurts. Good job, Philly. Hey, shout out to their defense too, because they was fucking wrecking shit.
Yeah, and you know, Devontae Smith obviously doing his thing, and it implies that there may be another option, which there really is. And like you said, Minshew is proven. Minshew's going to have a long Chase Daniel type career in the league. Mm-hmm. He's going to be around for 12-15 years.
Without a doubt.
Solid backup. Not a starter, but solid backup. So let Jalen cook, build design shit around him, RPO, let him do, like you said, let him be the winner that he is, and I think they'll be okay. Now,
shout out to Kez Watkins. You know what I'm saying? Still to the top, the speed demon. It's only a matter of time for that kid to get loose. He told the preseason all the way to fuck up. Hey, watch out for number 16. Yeah, I mean.
By the way, you picked the Eagles last week, so you can feel pretty good about that. For Savage Picks, which we'll get to in a moment. Now, before we get into Savage Picks, let's take it to the Savage Hotline. Of course, you can DM us at JB and Benny Blue, or you can leave us a message 818-850-2804. Who? Mike Jones.
Who?
For a voicemail to be played on the show. But coming in from our guy, Coach G. Oh, he saw his guy, Max Crosby, on Monday Night Football. That crazy ass game. 6 tackles, 4 solo with 2 sacks. Is Max Crosby starting to creep into that, like, top 5, like, DN front 7 conversation? I mean, this kid has been like kind of earning his keep. I'm not gonna lie. Is he TJ Watt or Chandler? I ain't gonna go that far. But what did you see? What did you see out of Max Crosby on this game?
I saw a lot of hustle, honestly, and I saw a terrible Villanueva. Like, let's call a spade a spade. Coach G, it is what it is, bro. I've watched Max Crosby play a lot. I've never just been super impressed with him. I thought he's always been a try-hard guy. All right, and there's nothing wrong with that, right? Nothing wrong with that. He's long, pawpaws, you know what I'm saying? He got the strong two-hand stab, you know what I'm saying? He works, right? So if you don't outwork him, then you're done. Villanueva is trash, right? He was trash at Pittsburgh, and he's trash right now because he's older, right? I ain't never liked Villanueva. I thought it was a gimmick. I thought it was a joke when they said that he came from the league, from the Army, you know what I'm saying, go play in the league. And like, what? So, Crosby took advantage of a great situation. That's what he did. All right, look at that shit. Look how ugly that shit is, right? Look at that shit. That's disgusting, bro. That's disgusting offensive tackle play. You can call it what you want. That's disgusting offensive tackle play, right? And you see, that's one man that wants it better than another man. Now, a couple of those are cover sacks. That right there is a cover sack, right? That's your man Lamar Jackson now goddamn taking off running and making those safeties and those linebackers be disciplined and creep up and keep their eyes on him, all right? Even if he gets 3 fucking yards and slides, you have to be worried about him running. He causes problems at times because he does not get rid of the ball. All right, Villanueva was trash, right? So, yeah, Crosby did his thing, but it was very, very, very opportunistic.
That's true, and that's what I've always noticed about him is, you know, like you said, he doesn't jump off the screen in terms of, like, natural ability or talent, but the dude has a fucking motor, man, and I mean, you know.
Of course.
He is.
He's that type of guy.
Right, yeah. He embodies their whole presence, right?
And our other Savage Hotline question for the day, or topic of the day, rather, comes from our guy, shout out to our guy, Michael Brilhart.
Mike, what up, foe?
Talk about the impact of legalizing sports betting. And JB, just look at this. I bet on sports myself. I do all right as long as I'm paying attention, of course. Mm-hmm. Half the U.S. offers legal sports betting as the NFL season begins. And you see, like, Caesars has an app. All the MGM places have an app.
Yep.
MGM has an app. And, of course, you know, shout to MyBookie and DraftKings and FanDuel and all these places. But what have you kind of noticed as far as, like, because I feel like fans pay attention in a different way, but what kind of impact have you noticed over these last couple of years from legalizing more sports betting? It's happening more and more.
I mean, all it's doing, and the reason why they legalize sports gambling is to get the non-fan to be a fan, right? Let's just call a spade a spade, Benny, right? They get the non-fan to be a fan, right? So when you put a little extra on it, you put a little something on it, yeah, everybody want to watch football at that point, right? You put, you know, 10, 15, 25, even 25. So you put $5 on the shit, right? Now you got interest in the game. You're like, well, shit, I put money on this motherfucker. I need to watch and see what's going on, right? Okay. Like, that's real rap. You know what I'm saying? I know motherfuckers that I ain't never heard of betting. And I've been talking to him about having conversation with him about
$100 on the Cardinals. Like, you don't even watch, right, man.
You know what I'm saying? I got ladies at my gym coming up to me like, yeah, I need to know how this betting thing work. Like, damn, really? That's how you feel? You trying to get in the game when it comes to betting? Damn, you don't even know what the fuck going on. What's the first down? You know what I'm saying? What's the rules of overtime? Like, you don't know nothing. All you know is that if this team beat this team, you win, right? So that's what it is. That's what it is, Mike. You know what I'm saying? So answer your question in as simple form as I possibly can. They did that, one, of course, because it's going to make the state of Arizona fucking billions of dollars, right? But to make the non-fan more of a fan, so it just increases the brand. It makes everything bigger.
Exactly. There's so much more revenue coming into, I mean, obviously it, you know, the deals that they cut with the league. Now, how that's going to manifest itself in future CBA and stuff like that, that's what I'm curious about. How a piece of the pie.
That's a whole other can of worms. It has to. The only thing that trickles down is that these players have to start getting paid more money. Right? Point blank period. They have to start getting paid more money. There has to be more guarantee money. Right? All these things. The revenue goes up for the product. The revenue should go up for the people that make the product successful.
Bingo. Well, look, that's some week one recap, and that's some Savage Hotline. Before we get into week two Savage Picks, man, of course, you know what to do. Make sure to follow us at JB and Benny Blue. You know what I'm saying? If you missed
it,
all good. Tap in on the podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And of course, tap in with our friends over at SavageCBD.com. Use the code REVIEW for 15% off your first order and free shipping, baby. And of course, we are a part of CasualSports.com, live there from the desert, and Believe Podcast Network with a bunch of our friends who are doing shows and all that. Next week, we're gonna have a fantastic guest. We will drop that information here next week. So we're going to be doing some live hog talk. I'm looking forward to this. JB and I have been talking about this in our patented production meeting. Some live hog talk with another set of expertise and eyes. And I'm very curious to see
Mike Wall. You know what I'm saying? One of the greatest motherfuckers.
He's fucking letting the cat out the bag.
That's all good. Shit, they need to know. What the fuck you mean? Mike Wall, my big brother, you know what I'm saying, going to be on the show. And I am fucking excited about it. I don't give a fuck. That's one of the coolest motherfuckers I've ever met in my life. We had great times in Carolina. And I cannot fucking wait to have my boy, as I call him, Mike Wiggity, in the fucking building doing his goddamn thing on the review, baby. Welcome, man. Already welcome.
We're gonna have a lot to talk about with him. So yeah, man, check us out next week, next Wednesday, 7:30 for all that. All right, god damn it, let's get into it. But before we do get into it, we gotta see how we did last week. And with a drum roll, please. Oh, the Bizzle Man was 8-7, but yours truly, the Blue Dini, was 9-6. It's coming through the games. We both picked Tampa Bay to beat the Cowgirls. Steelers got it. We both picked the Bills. Keep pounding. The Panthers got it done. The Texans fall to the Jags. Bird Gang gets it done for the Titans. Maybe correctly picks the Eagles, who mashed out the goddamn Falcons. However, on the other side, I picked the Chargers, who took that road trip. Usually that's a bad pick. Cross-country trip week one, but the Chargers held out and got it done. Yep. Of course, you know, both picked my kiddies. They took the L to the Niners. Fought a good fight. Squawks got it done against the Colts. The Bungles in overtime get it done. The Bungles are going to be a good team.
Trouble bubble.
It's going to spoil some seasons. Might be the Bungles.
Trouble bubble.
Dolphins got it done by 1 point, so we got that correctly. Chiefs got it done, got that correctly. I correctly pricked the Broncos. Jay-Z might be the new owner of the Broncos, or Jeff Bezos. You never know. Both picked the Packers, and they got mashed out by the Saints. Both picked the Rams, of course, and then we both picked the Ravens, who kind of sort of won, but then lost, but then won, and then same thing with the Raiders. That was some wild shit, but that was an entertaining game.
Benny.
Yeah.
You want to hear some wild shit? You want to hear some wild shit?
Yes.
Do you want to hear some wild shit? All right. I'm on Twitter right now, and Paola Boeven, can't say this bitch's name. Excuse me. I don't know the color bitch. Breaking news. Naughty by Nature, we performing at halftime for the Arizona Cardinals and Vikings game at State Farm Stadium, right? CC Peniston will sing the national anthem. What the fuck?
What
just happened? Like, somebody tell me what the fuck just happened.
First of all, I love Naughty by Nature, and right. I hope that you're at the 50-yard line and they're doing Uptown Anthem, and you're their fucking hype man. Number one.
We gonna break. Look, that's on the motherfucking workout playlist forever, bro. Oh, when that thing come on, shout out to Juice, baby. If you don't know where that came from, it's from the Juice soundtrack.
You're still not high enough.
Shout out to Tretch, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Vinny. All them boys, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I'm excited about it, man. Hopefully I get to, you know what I'm saying, take a flick with them. You know what I'm saying? I got to flick up with them boys, you know what I'm saying? That's throwback.
Well, listen, if that's the case, if that's the entertainment, then fucking Bird Gang, you got to win.
You got to handle your business. CC Peniston, bro? Right? CC Peniston. Yeah, come on, man. Like, what the fuck? Like, where'd she come from? Like,
hey, man.
Hey.
I'm pretty sure she's going to sound great. So
making the brand bigger. Making the brand bigger, like we just talked about.
Well, we'll get to that, and it's time right now, week two, Savage Picks. Let's go. All right, starting
run
with
it.
The G-Man, Thursday
run
Night
it.
Football at the Washington football team, and the line is 3 for Washington, who took a tough L in week one. Dr. Bridges, what you thinking, sir?
I got the Washington football team strictly because of the defensive line. I don't think that the Giants' O-line can hold up. Chase Young's a problem. The other kid over there, Chubb, is a problem. right? And then all them goddamn first rounders they got from Alabama. Problem, right?
Right.
Problem. All kind of problems.
Shit. Yeah, I mean, I'm taking the Washington football team as well. I mean, I like the way that Danny Dimes is spreading it around. I'm not going to lie, but I'm concerned about what the G-men are doing on defense at this point, and I don't think it's going to be enough to beat the Washington football team. So I think it's going to be a close one. I like that line. Vegas knows what they're doing with that line.
Yeah, you know how they get out.
Washington football team as well. All right. It's the overtime Raiders taking it out to the Steel Curtain, who got it done against the Bills, and the line is 5.5 for the Steelers' home opener.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I honestly believe that the Raiders have too much offense for the Steelers.
Ooh. Right?
And let's keep it a whole buck. That damn defensive line ain't no joke. All right, now Crosby might be a try hard guy, but they got guys, you know what I'm saying, that can. Here is depth. All right, and that comes from Brinson Buckner when he was there, you know what I'm saying, building that defensive line. But shout out to the defensive line coach that's there. Now, they got depth in that defensive line. Their defense plays aggressive. Abram, I think is the safety's name from Alabama. This motherfucker's an animal. You know what I'm saying? Second coming of fucking whoever's. Sean, fuck, it don't matter. If you a hard-hitting safety, Brian Dawkins, it don't matter. Second coming of all them motherfuckers. I just think that the Raiders got too much going on offensively and defensively because Pittsburgh really don't, just to be honest, right? Let's keep it a fucking buck, keep it real funky. They scored a touchdown late, only touchdown scored, right, for them. And special teams play, they scored a touchdown. Those things wouldn't have happened. I know it's all three phases, but we don't count on special teams to score a touchdown. That's icing on the cake, right? The Raiders are going to score points, and they showed it versus a Baltimore defense that's known to be aggressive.
This is a tough one to pick. I'm going to take the Steelers close. I actually think I would bet against that line. I think it's going to be closer than that. But I'm taking the Steelers at home early in the season. The Steelers, if nothing else, are going to show they're going to have a great front seven. Now, is fucking Roethlisberger going to fall off by week 10? Probably. But nonetheless, I think I don't trust the Raiders enough to protect Derek Carr or Derek Carr to make good enough decisions when under duress to make a play if they need to. And how's Chucky going to react if it is close? Mike Tomlin's a hell of a coach. I'm going to take the Steelers at home, but against that line. So that's the one I don't trust. Speaking of some teams I don't trust, JB. Oh, it's the Bungles coming off a win against the Bears. Home opener in Chicago, and the line is 3 for the Bears at home, baby.
I just got to go for the Bengals, bro. Like, I don't know who the fuck picked the Bears and why they picked the Bears, but from what I saw, and I still believe Matt Nagy is the problem. The problem is Matt Nagy. It ain't got nothing to do with the talent. They got plenty of talent on their team. Defensive line-wise, they still got Khalil Mack and the defensive tackle. What's his name? Hicks, right?
Yep.
Come on, man. You got interior, exterior. You know what I'm saying? You got problems. You know what I'm saying? They still got Roquan, you know what I'm saying? Not Smith, you know what I'm saying? Running around, flying around, making tackles. Like, the defensive backfield is solid. Not good, but solid, right? You know what I'm saying? Good enough, you know what I'm saying, to fit their scheme. The Bengals are a fucking problem, all right? And let's just keep it real. That's just what the fuck they are. They're a problem, all right? Yeah, that young Chase Young cat, man. He finna fucking, no, not Chase Young. What's his name? The other young.
Jamar Chase.
All right, so.
Jamar Chase. The ball, Chase.
Problem, bro. I don't know why they try to clown that man by dropping balls, right? He's a fucking human being, right? Check his track record. He ain't dropped none Sunday, right? And right. Joe Burrow right. Came to his defense real quick. I thought he dropped balls in the press conference. Right? They were like, ah, ha, ha, ha. Right? Yeah, kiss my ass. The Bengals get the win, all right? So. These lines is fucked up. And watch how they change, though. Watch how they change close to game time. Because I'll be damned if y'all really think Chicago gonna win by 3 points. Vegas don't even believe that shit. Watch how the shit be like your fucking .5 fucking an hour before game time.
Right, right. I think the Bengals get it done as well in some jankification. And I think it's just because I feel like Matt Nagy is going to be too stubborn and... You know, old Red Rifle is gonna take them out of it. It's gonna be some bullshit, unwatchable shit for 3.5 quarters. But Joe Burrow might make a play to Ja'Marr Chase to actually seal this thing. So I'm gonna take the Bengals as well. All right, Texans. Head into Cleveland home opener. They had a chance to beat the Chiefs and they let it slip. God damn, this line's disrespectful. It's 12.5 for the Brownies at home.
So I don't think Houston has enough to beat Cleveland, right? I think that the coach over there, what is his name? He was a receiver coach in Philadelphia for a long time. Cully, yeah. So D. Cully, I think he's doing something pretty decent over there, and it's crazy because we haven't really talked about Houston. We've been kind of dogging Houston out with all the whole Deshaun Watson shit going on. But we pray that he gets through his situation and whatever he got going on. So, but D. Cully did a great job with them coming out and mashing a team that they should beat. Jacksonville Jaguars are trash, right? Trevor Lawrence, I've never saw him as the best quarterback to do anything, right? Urban Myers, you ran from Ohio State because you saw the writing on the wall. They was about to tax your ass for all that bullshit you was doing, getting them boys from Florida up there, paying them all that goddamn money. So you got the fuck out of there. Now you're in the NFL with that bullshit-ass coaching style, and that shit ain't gonna fucking go. Now, with that being said, Cleveland Browns is just too much. They should have beat Kansas City.
Yes.
Right? But at the same time, should have don't mean shit. Right? If was a fifth, we know how that go. But I think that Cleveland gets their first win versus the Houston Texans, all right?
Yes.
And that's that. I think I'm going to go back to the D-line, Vinny. I think their D-line is going to be too much between Clowney, you know what I'm saying, Garrett, and everybody else in between. Shit.
Yes.
It's going to be a headache for that boy Tyrod. You know he already motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, kind of dainty. So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Not too much needs to be said. I don't know about the line. I mean, the Texans, you know, we'll see if that was a week one aberration where they played for coach and they came out week one ready to play. But I'm definitely taking the Browns in this. Is it 12.5? I don't know. But definitely taking the Browns. All right, keeping it moving. Intriguing matchup. Oh, my guy Stafford came out and showed out this past week for the Rams, albeit against the Bears. But Rams at Colts, and the line is 4 for the Rams on the road.
Although the Rams have Stafford, which is definitely an upgrade from Goff, right? But is it an upgrade from Goff? Right?
Ooh, Goff? Get spicy.
I don't know, but I'm asking the question, like, because it's kind of like something I was thinking about earlier. Like, is it an upgrade from Goff? Because Goff is in his, what, third year?
Well, no. I mean, Goff start when we did our first podcast in April 2016. That's
so, yeah, that was his first year. This is his fourth year.
Well, fifth year. Well, no, I mean, sixth year, right? Because, I mean, he played the 2016 season, obviously. So, yeah, this is his sixth
damn,
year.
He been in the league that long? Okay, anyway, kind of similar skill sets is what I'm getting at, right? He can throw the ball a mile. Let's not discredit the man, right? He can throw the ball a fucking mile, right? But he just, I mean, fucking Stafford been in the league. This is his, what, 15th year?
No, he's been in the league since 09.
Right.
So not quite. 13th year?
Okay, so 13th. Right, so we're looking at 5, 6 to 13. Right, either way it go, Stafford looks great. I'm just gonna be real; like he looks amazing. Like he's done a lot to his body. He looks great. Right, he looks good. He don't look all doughy and fat, and you know what I'm saying, whatever. He don't look skinny fat. He looks great. But same time, McVay's offense is McVay's offense. They do the same shit. It don't matter who's back there. Right? It don't matter who's back there. They run the same fucking plays over and over again. And their defense, to me, was not that menacing. Right? Just being completely honest, I think the fucking Bears fucked up more than their defense stopped anything. Aaron Donald, the great Aaron Donald, who everybody fucking blows at any given time they can, he had one sack that game. And it was late in the fucking game. And it was some bullshit. Right? To be honest. So, let's just keep it a buck. Keep it all the way funky. I think the Indianapolis Colts get the win.
Oh, I'm glad you took me a long way to make these this the kind of bold pick. All right, I respect that. Here's the key difference, though. Goff And I can tell you firsthand, because I'm qualified to talk about this.
You sure are. Yes, you are.
Stafford is a more capable quarterback than Goff. And Goff is decent. Goff is like in that Kirk Cousins realm. But Stafford has the ability to actually extend the play in the sense of read. I'm not talking like athleticism like Kyler or Lamar or Russell Wilson. I'm talking about from a read standpoint.
Right.
He's got a lot of weapons and he's got a lot of guys. This is why I picked Cooper Kupp on fantasy, because I knew Cooper Kupp was going to find the soft spots and he was going to be cash money. And he was. I think he got like 2 touchdowns last week. So Stafford is going to be playing well this season. I agree with you completely on what you say on your defense. If anything, I think it's going to be the defense that could ultimately fuck over the Rams in the long term, more so than predictability on the offense.
Right.
But I'm taking the Rams because I don't trust Wentz yet. I definitely don't. And are they going to be able to get enough with Jonathan Taylor in the running game? I'm not sure, so I'm taking the Rams. Keeping it moving. Intriguing matchup as well. AFC East, it's the Bills.
Mafia.
The Finns in Miami. Oh, the Bermuda Triangle ass Miami. And the line's 3.5 for the Bills on the road. Ooh, the Bermuda.
Shit, man, janky down there, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, shout out to the 305, you know what I'm saying? You know, I got mad love for the 305. All right, so, look, Bills Mafia, I think they get the win. I think the Miami did some good things, and I think LaFleur, what's his name again? LaFleur?
Brian Flores.
Flores, yeah, okay. So I think Flores is doing some good things down there, but at the same time, I just think the Bills kind of got off kilt against the Steelers. I think they got overwhelmed, you know what I'm saying, yada, yada, yada. Kind of started reading the paper clippings a little too much, drinking the Kool-Aid. I think that McDermott gets their ass back to reality. I think that Josh Allen has a fucking phenomenal game. I think the Bills Mafia defense shows up in big time. And I think the Bills get the W. All right.
I agree. Bills are not dropping 2 in a row. Dolphins know that they stole one in New England, which, you know, they earned it, but they won by a fucking point.
We kind of expected that, though. Expected that.
Yeah, exactly. And we're seeing it already, JB. Man, if you're going to put 2 in a position to really make a play, I don't know. I don't know if he can really achieve that.
I said it, Benny. I don't think he's the guy, bro, so... I think he's a backup. I think at best, too, is a phenomenal backup, right? I don't think he's a starter guy.
Yeah. I mean, he could, you know, maybe a fringe starter, lower 32 type guy.
Right.
Possible backup. But I'm taking the Bills as well. All right. It's the Pass Kid going into the BUMS Bums. Oops. I mean, the JETS Jets. And the line is 5.5 for the Pats in the Meadowlands, baby.
This might be where the Patriots get their winning streak started. It's going to happen, right? It's going to happen. It is going to happen. Mark my words. And everybody, 6 weeks from now, we're going to be talking on our episode. And we're going to be like, I'm going to be like, I told you so. New England gets the win. The Jets just lost Becton, right? He's gone, probably gone for the season. I don't know. I'm just telling. They caught a big man off. He'll at least be gone for at least 5 to 6 weeks, right? So, offensive line is still kind of trash, all right? Salo, I like him as a coach. I like him as, just period, right? So, I think he's going to be okay in the next couple of years. But, yeah, New England got some shit brewing right now. So, New England gets the win.
I agree. Pats get the win. Belichick is going to throw some shit to really knock Zach Wilson, who had some flashes now. He showed up to go up against Darnold. Now, Darnold was better, but Wilson showed some, you know, plays. He got a couple gimmies there. There's a touchdown in the back of the end zone, just like he was fucking open for a mile. But Bill Belichick is going to throw some shit to really confuse the young man and kind of expose him a little bit, I think. So I think the Pats beat that line.
Better believe it.
And they definitely get the dub. All right, Niners coming off the W in Detroit, going to the EAGLES Eagles, and the line is 3.5 for the Niners on the road. Do the Niners beat Chip and Johnny's Eagles?
No, they don't.
In the Link.
Going into the Lincoln Financial Field is going to be fucking raucous. Garoppolo going to throw in the ball maybe twice, to be honest. They lost Moret or whatever his name, how you say his name. The running back, and then they lost one of their starting cornerbacks. It's going downhill again for San Francisco. It's on the way down like a motherfucking street trolley, you know what I'm saying? So, Eagles get the win.
I think it's close. I think the Niners steal one at the Link. But I'm excited to see what Jalen Hurts does, and I'm expecting to see more Trey Lance in this game. So I think the Niners defense is just enough to contain what the Eagles are doing, but I'm going to take the Niners. That's a funny fucking Vegas line, that 3.5. That's a funny line, Vegas. Mm-hmm. We see you. So I think it's going to be a close, but I got the Niners. All right, the Saints are marching in to Carolina, JB's former employer. You see the hat. And the line is 3.5 for the Jameis-led Saints in Carolina. Ooh.
History has shown that when Jameis Winston has success, he comes back and fucks it all up, right? Now, I understand that Sean Payton is the quarterback whisperer. I get that, right? But I just feel like that Carolina hasn't shown half of what they're going to be, even in last week's victory, right? Donald is just settling in. That defense is still going to be that defense. I got faith in the head coach with the Panthers. What's his name?
Matt Rhule,
right? I got faith in Rhule. I like the way he handles his business. I like the way he conducts himself. I like the way he holds men accountable as men, right? And those are the coaches that usually get the best response from players. So I think that the Panthers are going to shock the Saints, right, and really shake up the NFC South.
I agree. Two words. Christian McCaffrey. What are the Saints going to do C-Mac. To keep him contained, which is going to open up DJ Moore and some of these other Robbie Anderson, some of these playmakers.
Robbie A. Arnold. That boy can run now.
And I think the Saints, is like you said, it's going to be a little bit of smelling their own piss, to use JB words, from a week one mashing of the Packers. I think that was a week one we're coming out ready. Because, you know, like you said, it's a Sean Payton-led team, but I think they go to Carolina and lose. Again, another funny line, 3.5, but I'm taking the Panthers too. I think
we hate that half, goddammit. We hate that half.
God damn it, the half.
Assholes.
Fuck people over on many a bet. All right, Teddy Two Gloves and the Broncos are coming down from Mile High to go see Oeben and Trevor Lawrence, and the line is 6.5, for Denver in Jacksonville.
Jerry Jeudy, get well soon. You know what I'm saying? He ended up getting on IR. So I don't think he's going to be IR for the whole season, but, you know, Godspeed in that recovery. But, of course, the Denver Broncos are going to win this game. I don't think Jacksonville has a snowball chance in hell to be very good this year. So, Denver.
Yeah, I'm liking what I've been seeing so far out of Noah Fant. Teddy's obviously, you know, Teddy Two Gloves is about as reliable as it comes. Maybe not a star at this point, just given his health, but he can get it done. And yeah, I'm taking the Broncos too. All right, I ain't gonna waste any more time. It's a Patrick Peterson coming home, riding that fucking skull boat into the Red Sea. JB will be in the building with Naughty by Nature and Cardinals. 3.5 at home, JB. Why did the Cardinals get it done?
Defense. All right, defense gives us opportunities to get the ball back. I think we play sound, smart offense. I think we just really piggyback on what we did the week before. I don't think we try to do anything different. Of course, we have to contain Brandon Cooks, but at the same time, he's a little more shifty. They're going to do more things to get him the ball, but all we got to do is rally on defense, get to the ball. Good things happen when you get to the ball. Turnovers happen. And as far as, like, that defensive backfield, they're not going to be able to hang, bro. I just feel like we need to do what we need to do, take our shots when we got time to run the ball. Everything we did last week, just continue to sharpen that up, and we're going to be okay.
Yes. I think the Cardinals will win. I do think, thanks to Cliff, they are going to play down to the Vikings bullshit for the first half. I'm projecting that they're going to play some like real questionable football in the first half, but I do think they're going to pull away. I think they're going to beat this line. And I think, call it NFC North bias if you want. I think the Vikings are going to be really bad this year.
Yeah.
I just have a feeling the Vikings are going to be absolute dog shit this year.
Pretty trash.
Speaking of trash, Falcons going to Falcon, and they're flying their asses down to Tampa Bay, and the line is a disrespectful 11.5 for Tampa Bay at home, baby.
I would never take the line 11.5. I don't know, that's a lot. Tampa Bay.
Yep. Taking the Bucks as well. All right, this is actually an interesting matchup considering how many fucking jean shorts and fucking whatever Jordan those are and the fucking high top fades you're going to see in SoFi Stadium. It's the how about the Cowgirls made them Cowboys heading to play the Chargers, and the line is 2.5 for the Chargers at home?
Cowboys have a huge fan base in L.A., right, because of the fact that they have camp out there. I think the Cowboys get the victory over L.A.
I agree. I think it's going to be a dynamic game. I wouldn't trust that line as far as I can throw it, but I do think the Cowboys, knowing that they had an opportunity against a really good team last week, I believe that they come in to L.A., and I believe they get the W as well. All right. Money-making Mitch's Titans hitting the squawks.
Squawks!
There it is. The first one of the season, baby. And the line, you know, there's going to be fucking squawks all year, damn it. Fucking 4.5 for Seattle at home.
We laid the blueprint out, bro. Seattle.
Yeah, I'm taking Seattle as well. I don't think they have enough on defense to contain Russ. He's going to find Lockett in the soft spots. DK Metcalf. Who's covering DK?
Who's covering DK?
And unless they're playing the Bird Gang, liking the Seahawks as well. All right. This would be an intriguing matchup, but the fucking Ravens, goddamn, they are banged up. It's the Chiefs' kingdom, quote the Raven Nevermore, in Baltimore. The line's 3.5. I honestly am not sure why this isn't higher for the Chiefs on the road.
Vegas knows something, right? Vegas always knows something. I'm going to roll with Kansas City, of course, and I'm going to take the line, too. For real.
All right, I'm taking the Chiefs as well. Just too much. Lamar's going to keep him in it, but it's just going to be too much. All right, JB, and it's my comeback kitties taking on the boom, 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 go Pack Go, who are openly disrespected on the road. Man bun Aaron Rodgers coming back to Lambeau, and the line is 11.5 for Green Bay at home.
I wouldn't even call him a man bun, bro. It's just a twig back there. So I got to go with Green Bay. You know what I'm saying? The fact that y'all lost y'all starting cornerback, Adam's going to have a field day, to be honest. You guys are going to be good, but you guys got to find an identity. It's going to take 4 or 5 weeks to do that. I'm looking more so towards next year when you guys are going to be really dangerous. But right now the Packers are embarrassed. They got, you know, they just played shit football. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is that guy to accept that. And yeah, they ain't going to get on y'all here.
Listen, I'm picking the Lions, but my betting sheet may say differently when it comes to that.
Ha!
Listen, they started flat last week. Like we talked about, time of possession. If you hold the ball and keep it away from Rodgers, you can mess this thing up for some jankification. Listen, it's a kiddies. I mean, this thing, we've seen this thing can happen. So, you know, of course I got my kiddies, but hey, man, I won't be surprised if fucking Rodgers blows the doors off the shit, especially losing Okuda and just being, just, you know, undermanned to stop some of these weapons for the Packers.
Right.
That's it. We'll see who's right, who's wrong, who's both right, who's both wrong. And before we get on here, JB, we need us talk to the people for a moment before we get on up out of here, baby.
Hey, just keep it tight and keep it right. All right, that's all I need to say. All right, with all this bullshit going on in the world, it's always bullshit going on in the world. All right, kids, stop shooting up schools. The fuck is wrong with you, idiots? All right,
is it happening?
Parents, pay more attention to your goddamn kids, man. All right, pay more attention to your kids. You goddamn meth heads out there, fucking crackheads having babies and shit. Even crackheads took more care of their kids than you meth smoking, fentanyl snorting, whatever the fuck y'all do.
Oh my god,
pay attention to your children. Pay attention to your children. All right, we need us. All right, we are always stronger here. We are here. All right. This has been the JB and Benny Blue Review. Check us out on Instagram. All right. All our social media at JB and Benny Blue. Website, jbandbennybluereview.com for all inquiries, whatever you want to be our sponsor, all that shit. Check us out on Spotify, Apple, all that shit. Like, subscribe, share, all that. Tell your friends about us. Hit us up on jbandbennybluereview@gmail.com. If you got questions, concerns, we got a hotline. You know what I'm saying? All that shit. We're available on casualsports.com, live streaming Phoenix, all that shit. And Believe Podcast Network. We here because we believe. All right. You dig what I'm saying? All right. We do have a number. All right. You can hit us up on the Savage Hotline. What's that number, Benny?
That's 818-850-2804. Shout out to Coach G and our guy Mike for dropping the Savage Hotline on Instagram. But you can leave a message and we will play it on the show. Artists, send us music, jbandbenbrewreview@gmail.com. And that's it. We're going to get on out of here. We hope you enjoy your week of football. We'll be back on with Mike Wall next week, breaking down his career and a whole lot of mo. And, of course, the week 2 recap and week 3. So stick around. Wednesday, 7:30, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. JB's Burning Bridges Tuesday. What time Tuesday again for the people?
7:30, man. Same time.
Same time. We got same time.
Right?
We're like NBC Must See TV on this bitch.
We in sync.
Tuesday and Wednesday. Come on now. Shit.
Get some.
Get your live stream.
Like Kevin said, buy you some, bitch.
That's right. So until next week, we are out, reviewers. A peace. Yeah.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.